Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everyone to a very special edition of Uncluttered and Unfiltered. We have a special guest, I would say a mystery guest, but in order to attract more listeners, I'm sure we've put his name in the title and we'll be doing all kinds of advertising of this podcast. So remember when you were a big Donny Osmond fan? And so we decided to talk to Donny Osmond on the podcast.
How can I forget?
Do you remember that?
Course. Yes.
And then remember that I loved Sean Cassidy, so we reached out and Sean Cassidy was on our podcast.
So fun.
Remember that?
That was a fun day.
So
that was a fun night when we went to his concert.
We did. And then you have been pretty recently to a concert from today's guest. And you and I have tickets to go when he's coming back through our city.
I can't wait.
In June. And I am talking about Mr. Harry Wayne Casey. Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I'm so excited.
And he is going to be popping into this recording very shortly. So let's talk a little bit about Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, or as I insisted to all of my friends when I was an avid reader of Tiger Beat, his name's Harry. It's not Casey. It's Harry.
I didn't even know his name was Harry. I only know him as Casey. And this is the first time I've even hearing that. I just didn't really think that he had another name.
Because it's a very nerd thing to know. I mean, it's one of those things where you're like trying to show off because you read it somewhere, you know?
Well, I have loved this man for, I can't tell you, since I'm of the era of the disco era. So I've always loved Casey and the Sunshine Band. He was at my grad night in Orlando in 1980.
Wow.
We went and saw him. Every one of his songs was a hit during my high school years. So it was, I have nothing but wonderful things to say. And I went to his concert already in the fall. Yeah, it was in the fall. And amazing.
So we saw Casey and the Sunshine Band perform in the year 2000. And it was at the Jaguars AFC Championship game against the Titans. And he came out, he did the halftime show, and we proceeded to lose the game.
Uh-oh.
So, and did not go to the Super Bowl for that reason. And so my husband has a lot of beef with
Casey.
Harry.
Uh-oh, he wasn't a good luck charm.
But I could not love him anymore.
I'm
kidding. My husband is going to be our designated driver and photographer at the Casey and the Sunshine Band show.
You're going to love him. I thought he was phenomenal. He has not missed a beat. He sounds exactly the same. It was just such a great show.
And if I'm being honest, he looks like he's having every bit as much fun on stage as his audience.
He looks like he is loving life right now. That's just what he looks like. So I think he loves this big resurgence. I mean, when I went, it was sold out. There was not one seat available. Mm-hmm. So he's doing great. And I think right now people are getting very nostalgic for old school songs, you know, that type of thing. So it just brings you back to your childhood, and it's a more innocent time. And I'm thrilled to talk to him. I just love him.
I remember doing a dance. So Boogie Shoes, you told me this, was on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. And I didn't really remember that until you said it. But I also think it was the B-side of one of his big songs, because I remember doing a dance. Maybe it wasn't that song, but I feel like my friend and I made up a dance. You know how you used to make up dances and make your parents come watch and that kind of thing? We did a dance to Boogie. No, it had to be Boogie Shoes, because I feel like I can't even remember.
Or was it I'm Your Boogeyman? I'm Your Boogeyman. No.
No, I think it was Boogie Shoes. I don't know.
I want to put on my,
I don't think
my,
I knew
my,
much
my,
about Boogie until that time. Boogie.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we are going to be joined by Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, and we're going to be right back. Here he is. He's our very special guest, not a mystery because we couldn't keep a secret. It's KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, or as me as a little know-it-all girl used to tell my friends, his name's Harry. It's not Casey, it's Harry. Do you go only by Casey now, or was that ever even a thing?
All my friends call me Harry. Some call me Casey, and I have a nickname that other people call me. And
do we get to know what that one is?
Sparky.
Sparky. Oh,
Sparky. I love that.
Can we just call you that?
Sure.
Why is he Sparky though? From what?
I don't know. I was very hyperactive kid, I think. I don't know. My grandmother kind of renamed all of her grandchildren. And none of us, like, I never knew who my real cousins' names were until, like, I was 50 years old. And I was in the kitchen with two of my cousins, Gloria and Tona, but we called Gloria Dodie and Tona Tootie or something. I don't know. Somebody says, hey, Gloria, come here. I said, who's Gloria?
That's fantastic. You know, and that was down in Miami?
Yeah, down in Miami. Yeah.
So even though the two of us are here in Jacksonville, Florida, we're both South Florida girls, grew up on Y100.
Miami.
Y100.
South Florida.
Those were the days.
Yes, those were the days. Right. People don't understand, growing up in Miami in the 80s and the 70s was totally different.
It was.
And we have so many questions.
And I'm still here, so.
Oh, you still are down there?
I am, yeah.
Oh,
I live. I'm in Miami. I live 10 miles from where I was born and where I grew up.
Oh. Okay, so Sparky. I mean, Casey, I mean, Harry, my girlfriends and I had a type when I was in high school, and it was Cuban guys. So we used to go to the Westland Mall and pop the hood of the car and just hang out and just see who would come talk to us for some assistance.
That's awesome.
While listening to your music. So do you feel responsible for that?
I hope so.
Well, we're so glad to have you. Christine actually has some well-researched questions and things like that for you, but she saw you in concert and did you go to the Florida Theater, Chris?
Yeah, I went to the Florida Theater. I saw you in the fall. Amazing concert. And it was great. It was so much fun. Everyone was having such a good time. And I was so excited because growing up in Miami in the 70s and 80s, that's all you heard. And you were at my grad night in Orlando in 1980.
Oh, wow.
So I've loved you forever. And your music is, I mean, it's timeless. I have my kids dancing to it. I mean, it's everywhere.
So how does that feel to know that you're touching so many different generations?
I mean, you know, our demographic has always been like that since the very beginning. And to know that, you know, it sustained the test of time and we have 3 and 4 generations coming to the show sometimes is pretty amazing. And I mean, it's a great feeling. I mean, I made this music to bring happiness to music and to people. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I'm able to do that and still, you know, and enjoy the moment. So, yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, you don't think of a lot of those things, though. I mean, when you're growing up and when you're doing stuff and making the music, it's not really big fun.
I feel sure that, like so many people back in the 70s, you know, you weren't even thinking about ever how it would be like to be older. You know, we're all thinking about we're here in this moment. We're in the disco.
84, I totally retired. I didn't want to have anything to do with the music business or music in it or ever again. And, you know, 10 years later, Arsenio Hall wanted to see a reunion of the band on TV. And I went and did the show and bells started ringing and thinking like my father's had passed and thinking like, you know, he'd said you should never give up. And James Brown told me I should never give up. And all these things started clicking in my head. And I realized that I had left something I really, really loved. And so I kind of started doing some shows with meeting the girls, some clubs. And it was, you know, a lot of fun and put a band together and went to drug rehab in 95. And here I am.
So go ahead, Chris.
Well, I just, like, speaking of youth, so when your songs started to become popular and your song was in Saturday Night Fever,
right,
are you able to appreciate that when you're younger or just now looking back on, wow, I mean, that's a big deal. To me, it is.
I never even saw the movie. You know, the first they wanted to put Shake Your Booty in the movie, and I never even had seen the movie at all. And I, you know, I said, no, you can't do that. How about putting Boogie Shoes in? Because we were getting ready to release Shake Your Booty. And so Boogie Shoes in the movie. I don't think I saw it. I don't, maybe Barry and Maurice and Robin did. I don't know if anybody ever saw the movie. And I didn't see the movie till years and years later. And, you know, because it was, I don't know, it's just, you know, who knew it was going to become, you know, such a huge motion picture and sell as many records as it did. And then, you know, what happened with that movie? So I don't think anybody, you know, knew what was going to happen there. And
Was Boogie Shoes a B-side? Because I made up a dance with my friend to that, and I know I didn't go out and buy Boogie Shoes at that time.
It was the B-side. I think it was the B-side. It might have been the B-side of Shake Your Booty. I can't, I'd have to go back and look now, but yeah.
Okay. Because we made up this dance and no one had ever heard the song. And we're like, no, it's on, I have the record. I have the B, it's right. A B-side. So right. Can we go back to the, you went to rehab in 95. So you're saying that throughout, from that time in the 70s, all the way through into the 80s, you were battling like that?
No. I did all this in the beginning of the 80s.
Okay.
You know, just started testing and doing things that I never, ever would do in my prior to that.
Okay.
And, you know, just I sadly, I enjoyed it. I was turned on to it by managers in L.A. And, you know, I liked it. And so that was my I started doing things in my 30s that I think people do in their teens.
Right.
And I don't know if I was making up for loss. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, really, to be honest with you. You know, not a great decision, but. You know, I guess it's all part of growing up, and I miss so much of growing up. I have no idea what it's like to be a normal 20-year-old, you know, or to what normal 20-year-olds go through in life.
You really don't.
You know, it's completely missing part of my life.
So how old were you when you first had your first hit record?
22, 23.
Oh, yeah, you were young.
Yeah.
Way
so,
young.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what those experience, I know that every the experience is up to that point. I just don't know what goes on after that.
So does, that's something that's so unbelievable to think about because it is such a rare little tiny bit of our population that experiences what you did more now with social media.
For me to go to Westland Mall, they would pretty much close it down and close the store down and then I could go to the mall. You know, that was the life.
Yeah.
So
was it lonely? Was it lonely at times?
Very lonely. It was kind of the loneliest times of my life. Actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about now, though? Can you?
For all of us, because we all have this desire to want to be around people, to want to be with, you know, in certain situations, and you just can't. It's not possible. Even though if you try, it just gets out of hand. It's just not possible.
Mm.
So it is, you know, a very lonely moment for every artist, actually.
Can you go out now? What is it like in the community now?
I can. I mean, especially since I grew this and stuff, it's easier. You know, the other thing is it took me 40 years or so to finally kind of understand what kind of it happened to actually accept it, be comfortable with it.
Because
my own success, to know how to deal with it in public and to handle it. And, you know, a lot of times I'd be really nervous about it and wouldn't know what to say and how to say it. And my boss, my manager just said, you know, two things he said. When you walk out the front door, you belong to the public. Number two, just say thank you. It was like that easy.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it just, you know, and so... Yeah, I get around pretty good, and you know, it's good. It's all good.
Well, we're glad you're getting around pretty good in the real world, out in the wild. But on stage, you're really getting it. You're really getting down.
Yeah.
You wake up sore after your shows.
I mean, you know, I do
because your audience does.
I mean, I haven't been going as much as I was going after the pandemic. That's where I gained all this weight. But I was at the gym every day. I played tennis, pretty much tried to play tennis every day that I can. And got a little bit away from it. And some days I play with a trainer every day. I'm playing tomorrow, actually. I wanted to play today, but he wasn't available.
Well, when I saw you were dancing up a storm, and I told Eden, I said, I don't know how he does it. At my age, I would never be able to do what he's doing. I mean,
I'm always kind of sore because after the car accident, there's some permanent damage. And then I had back surgery back in 95 also, 94, 95. I had to have the L4 and 5 removed. So I'm limited to what I can do or whatever. But so I still have, pain in my legs and things like that. So on a daily basis, I probably wake up with pain, but, you kind of learn to deal with those things, and you just get up and you go and find that, the more I hurt, if I exercise it, it feels better actually. So, I think that's kind of the key too. It's like, just keep moving,
Well, when I saw the Gloria Estefan musical, the jukebox musical, but it was about her life, I thought, that you needed that. We need to be able to go see a musical about your life. We want a mega Broadway Tony winning, award winning show.
That's interesting because it just premiered in London last year, and a major Tony Award winning producer is going to be producing it for the U.S. here. I met with him a month ago, and just waiting. We're having to rewrite the script because. I didn't realize the different levels that a production goes to. And you put it out, you test it, and you get the feedback and the reviews, and then you change it, and you put it out again, and you test it, and it's still in development. So I think this next step is going to be great. When we had the conversation a few weeks ago or whatever, he actually brought me to tears. I mean, it was just what he saw and what his kind of vision is of it's going to be and everything really brought a lot of emotions out of me. So I'm excited about it. It's more about my life growing up, in Hialeah up until the success, but all the songs there's 22 songs in it.
Wow.
Some are new ones. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. I'm really proud of it. And it's really exciting because I don't know if it's going to be so much like a jukebox musical because it's not about Casey and the Sunshine Band. It's about me and growing up with
this. Even better. Friends. So much better.
I agree.
Yeah.
Can we focus on the show for a minute? And then we are seeing you June 3rd at the Florida Theater in Jacksonville, but it's a tour and we are a global podcast as well as this will air locally in Jacksonville on TV. So tell us what to expect.
Well, it's all the hits for sure. It's a production. There's 15 of us on stage, the dancers, the singers, and I like to share, every moment. The musicians are so talented, and it wouldn't be right if I didn't let their talent shine through also, because it is Casey and the Sunshine Band. And there's just all these different moments that we put in the show. The show is originally choreographed by a guy named... what's his name? He actually was part of the last choreography of the Michael Jackson "This Is It" movie.
Oh, Kenny Ortega?
Not Kenny, but his associate. So bits and pieces. And then we also brought in Lisa recently, who did a lot of the choreography for the musical. To re-choreograph the girls and parts that I do. So, yeah, it's a show. It's a production. Some people say it's Vegas, but it's just, I want to entertain everyone and I want everyone to have a good time. And there's a lot of bits and pieces of the music. I do some covers because I'd rather do covers and things, not full covers of them, but bits and pieces of things that people know and they're familiar with it. I want you to be familiar with as much as possible in the show. But if you're really a diehard fan, there's lots of bits and pieces that go on throughout the show, and that we put in there. And I think it's a great show. I enjoy it. A lot of the audiences enjoy it. Not a lot of them, all of them do.
I loved it.
And you loved it.
Yeah. And we're going back. We're going to be there
again. We're going back twice
in
1 year. I mean, that's how much I loved it.
That's awesome. Great. I can't wait to be there.
We cannot wait. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the time.
I love your energy.
We're just super fans.
You know, beyond the super fans, it's just, I think this is your energy in your life. And that's amazing to see because a lot of people are missing that. And you girls, you ladies are missing that. And I think that's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We were so excited. I personally was so excited to see you and meet you. I've been a fan since the 70s. So.
And Chris is enamored. She has a girl crush on someone that was on your stage. That is
Maria.
Maria.
It's amazing.
She's close to our age. So I think she's younger than us, but...
She's probably younger, but she was amazing on stage.
Yeah, I think she just turned 65, maybe.
Okay. So, I mean, that's phenomenal. I mean, she was so...
I can definitely say hello to her.
Please do.
Yes, just tell her I'm a girl fan.
Have Rachel get
you some... We want her on our show. We would love to talk to her.
I really wanted her. Oh, yeah, sure. I would love it. After I saw you, I immediately said to Eden, there is a backup singer that is probably younger than me, but she was amazing. I want to know where she gets her energy. I want to sell it.
She's an Italian, and she has one of the most amazing voices you've ever heard in your entire life.
So she's going to be with you in Jacksonville?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can meet her.
Yeah, you can, for sure.
Fangirl.
Okay, so we're going to let you go because, again, I said I want to be respectful, and here we are, like, taking you 5 minutes.
Thank you.
So,
have a great day.
June is Men's Health Month, and it's time to talk about what really matters. Mental health isn't weakness, it's strength. But too many men are told to tough it out, push it down, and stay silent. That ends now. 1 in 4 adults, including men, experience a mental health condition. And Hearts for Minds is here to break the stigma. Whether it's you, your brother, your dad, or your friend, mental health deserves attention. Visit heartsforminds.org to access resources, connect with care, and start the conversation that could change everything. You don't have to do this alone. Visit heartsforminds.org. And we're back. It is time now, even though we had such a very special guest joining us for this episode, we're still going to sneak in that organizational tip like we do. And we are in Florida. So you may still be in luck in some parts of Florida, maybe not all the way south where Casey's from, but you might still have temperatures that will allow you to clean out your garage.
Yes.
But you better get on it.
You better get on it in Florida, and at least up north in those areas, they still have a lot more time. But in Florida, yes, we do hit a window. And the reason why I like to talk about garages, especially in the spring, early summer, not only is it the perfect time to do it, but it allows you open that garage door, get your ducks in a row, and really get rid of the stuff that you no longer, if you're an empty nester and you still have all your kids' sports equipment, let it go. Donate it. Those type of things. If you don't garden anymore, but you have tons of gardening things, let it go. Old paint cans, make sure you dispose of them properly because you can't just throw them in the garbage can. So you need to check locally where you can dispose of them. But how many people have 20, 30 cans of empty paint that has been sitting in their garage for 10 years? Just going through and really, really doing a heavy cleanup so that by the time summer rolls around, your garage has only the things you're going to use, and make it your goal to be able to park your car in the garage. I cannot tell you how many houses that I do, and they hadn't parked a car in their garage in 5 years. And when we're done, they're like, oh my gosh, I can park my car in here now. A garage should be considered part of the home. A lot of times people put everything in the garage that they don't want, but yet they don't get rid of it. It just becomes a nightmare in the garage full of things people don't want or don't know what to do with. So really tackling your garage, getting your ducks in a row, like I said, on what you're going to do with the items you're going to get rid of. But I'm telling you, you will be so happy once you come home to a clean, organized garage.
Do you think this is also a good time to go ahead and schedule? I know a lot of times when you're talking about different areas of your home that you go ahead and schedule the donation to kind of force your hand.
Yes, that is the perfect time because all they do is back that truck in and you just point and they take it away. It's also a good time if there are larger items in your house or bigger things that you've been meaning to get rid of. I don't know, lamps, curtains, whatever it is, to put it out in the garage if you've scheduled someone to do a pickup. That way you're also getting rid of some items in your home at the same time. You might as well do it while someone's coming anyway. But yes, definitely schedule a pickup for the garage because it's so easy for them to back their truck in and just take it away.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been a very all over the place in a very fun way episode, getting a chance to talk to Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band. Of course, you'll get our full report when we go to the show, like we did with the other shows we've been to. And let's see what else. How can we end this? I think we should do a garage thing on this. If you have a garage full of sports equipment that nobody is ever going to use, you can let it go.
And don't look back.